City Hall has been accused of a tick box exercise by Norwich Market stallholders who feel left out of plans to revamp the landmark. Traders believe the council is wasting its money after agreeing to spend £740,000 on designs for new shopping zones and Italian-style piazzas. While at least five meetings were held where traders shared their thoughts about the scheme, many feel this was a waste of time and just a stunt. Ron Fife, who runs Six Cents, a new age store, said, "That amount of money should just be put straight into the market. It's fairly obvious what needs doing, it just needs sprucing up. It seems they want to make everything more upmarket and they will suck the soul out of this place. I don't feel they have the market or the traders at heart." A council spokesman said, "We are absolutely committed to seeking the views on the future of the market from a range of interested parties and Norwich's communities, including traders. The project is at an extremely early stage, and the engagement to date has allowed us to get a clear understanding of issues and opportunities before we feed back into any further options for the future of the market."
A Norfolk MP has revealed how he received a shock skin cancer diagnosis after scratching his arm on chicken wire. Ben Goldsborough, Labour MP for South Norfolk, is undergoing treatment for stage 2 melanoma. The 34-year-old was diagnosed after a mole he caught on a wire fence drastically changed shape. He has already had surgery and is due to undergo a year of immunotherapy, a treatment that boosts the immune system to fight the disease. Mr. Goldsborough was elected as South Norfolk MP with a comfortable majority of nearly 3,000 at the general election. Following his victory, Mr. Goldsborough moved from Wales, where he had recently finished a spell as mayor of Flint, back into his parents' home in Snetterton. He noticed a mole on his arm had turned into a lesion shortly before Christmas after he scratched it on a chicken wire fence.
Inclusive Schools Trust, which runs schools across Norwich, is celebrating a string of outstanding Ofsted results. Mousehold Infant and Nursery in Mousehold Avenue received 5 outstanding judgments during an inspection in November. An inspection in December saw Drayton Community Infant School in School Road move from requires improvement to good, including an outstanding judgment for leadership and management and personal development. The third school, George White Junior School in Silver Road, also received 3 outstanding judgments in behaviour and attitudes, leadership and management, and personal development. Chief Executive Officer of the Trust, Celine Sawyer, praised staff, saying, "They worked relentlessly to improve standards for all children and an outstanding judgment for personal development in each of our schools validates the dedication of all staff. It also affirms their commitment to preparing children for the next phase of their educational journeys."
Norwich-based chocolate company Gnor is trialling new recyclable paper wrappers for its chocolate buttons in a drive for sustainability this year. The eco-friendly paper pouches, known as EvoPack RCM, are 100% recyclable and, unlike the majority of wrappers currently on the shelves of supermarkets, contain no polythene. Gnor, based at Whiffler Road Industrial Estate in Norwich, has also invested significantly in solar energy in recent years, which the firm says now provides 70% of its manufacturing needs. Mike Navarro, Gnor's managing director, said, EvoPack offers a significant step change in planet-responsible snacking and confectionery wrappers as a result of significant advances in lightweight multi-layer structures that preserve shelf life while producing none of the harmful microplastics historically associated with snacking wrappers that unwittingly release harmful microplastics as they break down.
When a blaze was started at the former Van Dahl factory last month, one of Norwich's biggest, neighbours next to the empty building said that the site had become a hotspot for antisocial behaviour. Over the past 2 years, fires, many classified as arson, have broken out at other sites, including Helsdon Hospital, the former Oasis Leisure Centre in Thorpe St Andrew, Trouse Pumping Station, the former May Gurney site in Trouse, St Andrew's Hospital, and Press Lane in Mile Cross. People living near these abandoned sites have repeatedly voiced their concerns that the buildings are not secured well enough, making them easy targets for trespassers. Many fear that unless more is done to prevent access, a serious injury or fatality is inevitable. It's been raised at Safer Neighbourhood Action Panels meetings, to the police and the local council. But it's frustrating because the owners aren't securing the site properly. Many of the buildings affected are owned by private companies, but there are calls for local councils to enforce stricter security measures. Some argue property owners should be required to maintain a minimum level of security to prevent access and reduce the risk of fire.
A council meeting over major issues involving Norfolk's museum services had to be scrapped because not enough councillors turned up for it to go ahead. But only 8 of 18 committee members turned up to the meeting on the afternoon of Friday. The council constitution required a minimum of 9 for the meeting to proceed. 9 of the committee members sent apologies, but only 1 arranged for a substitute. This is when another councillor attends in their place. Councillors had been due to discuss Norfolk Museum Services' finance monitoring report for 2024-25, which detailed how £1.3 million was being taken from reserves to deal with significant pressures on the budget. The report said visitor numbers and income at Norwich Castle have taken a hit because the keep has been shut during the Royal Palace Reborn project. But it has been hit by setbacks, including the COVID pandemic, difficulties obtaining steel because of the war in Ukraine, and the discovery of hidden Norman and Victorian features. Officers said, "This service is optimistic the successful completion of the Norwich Castle project will enable a return to normal break-even operations in the next financial year."
We have now reached the end of part one. John and Jill will follow on with part two with more news, another feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening. Goodbye.